Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's been a years-long search, but back in February of 2010, it appeared that the story was nearly over. The Obama administration approved a $1.25 billion court-ordered settlement for black farmers who claimed they were discriminated against by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Those funds were approved by Congress. They were signed off by the president in December. And then late last week, a federal judge granted final approval, which gives tens of thousands of plaintiffs a chance to get their day in court. Joining us now, the long-suffering Gary Grant, president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association. And Gary, we've spoken to you a number of times as you've tried to get this settled. And this must be, I guess, not an end to the story, but close enough.
Well, as you say, thank you very much for having me here. It is not the end to the story, but it will probably end one of the chapters in the story. However, it's still a long haul before this is complete. We can turn the page on the chapter.
The judge signing off the settlement, what does that mean?
It just means that the amount of money has been agreed to, the terms and the process for the complainants to have their process to get their claims examined and to see if they qualify to have their day in court.
So each of these farmers individually now can make a claim saying that they were discriminated against and it cost them and that they deserve a piece of the settlement, right?
That's correct, exactly. But it also, the process will take for another 12 months or so to get through the entire number of complaints that have been filed. And as you know, black farmers were already aging in 1998 when the first Stickford settlement was made. So many of them have passed or are now infirmed. Children don't know where papers are and all. So there's going to be a real task for some of them to get through the process.
And expense, I imagine. Do they all have to have attorneys representing them in order to get their settlement?
They each have to have an attorney, but the attorney will be paid out of the settlement funds as well, which is different than what was happening with the Pickford one when the government paid for the attorney fees.
So Gary, I don't hear you singing any celebratory songs here. I mean, is this a happy day for black farmers, or what kind of end of the story is this?
Well. I don't think it's a happy day for black farmers. We've been put out of farming. We've lost our land. We've lost our way of life. And even if you received $50,000, it was not enough to compensate you for the damage that had been done and to restore you to, the place where you were. Farming is an expensive operation. And when you have situations like what took place over the decades of the discrimination by the agents of the USDA, it just really puts the black farmers in a real a dire position, and not so sure that even America understands what's happening, you know, with family farmers across the country.
It sounds like you're saying too little, too late, Gary.
That is basically what I'm saying. It's too little and it is too late. And we still have problems even at USDA with when people, especially in the South, when people go in to make loans and all, we're still encountering what we would term silent racism by the agents.
Gary Grant is president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturists Association. The $1.25 billion court-ordered settlement has been granted final approval by a federal judge for black farmers.